soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things, yes he has. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. Thank you, Lord. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. You are holy, oh, so holy. Yes, Lord. You are holy, oh, so holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as You are faithful, oh, so faithful. Yes, you are. You are faithful, oh, so faithful. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are worthy, oh, so worthy. Every day you are, Lord. You are worthy, oh, so worthy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are holy, oh, so holy. Yes, you are. You are holy, oh, so holy. Thank you, Jesus. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. I can search the heavens high, I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one. I can search the heavens high, I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one, no one so holy, no one so worthy, no one so faithful. There is no one, no one, no one so holy, no one so worthy, no one so faithful. There is no one, no one. I can search the heavens high, I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We magnify you.
The whole earth is full of his glory. Hallelujah. We say that the whole earth is full of his glory this morning. Good morning, TMC family, and good morning to all those who are visiting us today. Welcome to the Master's Call. We are so glad to have you this morning. Let's go to the Father in prayer. Father, we join in with all who are surrounding your throne this morning. Hallelujah. The 24 elders and the four living creatures. And we say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of your glory. We thank you, oh holy God, for just waking us up this morning, just letting us open our eyes, for letting us experience your breath in our lungs this morning. Oh, Father, we do bless you with all that we have this morning. Hallelujah. We bless you with our mouths, with our behavior, with our thoughts, Father, and moving forward with our actions today, Father, so that others may see, hallelujah, our good works and glorify you, Father, which is in heaven. Father, we pray that our lives would be such that we would be 100 wattage today of light, so that people may want to know who we are serving and what they must do to be saved. Father, we thank you for the co-founders this morning, for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Father, and their yes. Father, for answering your call to start this call. Hallelujah. And Father, we lift up every minister on the call, every family member on this call, every guest on this call. We lift up the mouthpiece today. Let them speak boldly before you. Hallelujah. And be afraid of no man, but honor and bless you with the word you deposited in their spirit today. We give you glory and we give you praise. It is in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's name, we pray, Jesus the Christ. Amen. And thank God. Hope, are you there?
I am here, Minister Sharon. Thank you, thank you, thank you for seating and greeting us and opening us up with that powerful prayer. And again, I say thank you to Minister Tiffany for setting the atmosphere and ushering us into the throne room of God. And to my TMC family, I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. I am Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great city of San Antonio, Texas. In October 25th, 2010, two dynamic and amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started the Master's Call. And, of course, we know that these two women of God do all things decent and in order, so we know that this call is founded on Scripture, and that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. The call has a website where you can find all of the messages archived and recorded. You can find the speakers' bios. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. We have a theme for this year, and that theme is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you are feeling led to join the team and greet such as Minister Sharon did, or be a psalmist such as Minister Tiffany did, or host such as I'm doing, or if you feel like God has given you a word for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, held Monday through Friday by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artist life who come before us to give us the wonderful benefits of our artist life products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. That's 712-770-4005, access code 294-617-pound. If you're having trouble with your wireless carrier and the call wants to charge you, we do have a bypass number, and that number is 716-293-9707. Today on the New Morning Motivational Call is Motivational or Inspirational Monday. And again, I'm going to now get out of the way and introduce our mouthpiece with the message for this morning. And today's messenger is none other than our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. We know that Dr. P.K. was born in Monticello, Mississippi, and is an alumna of Alcorn State. We know she is a woman after God's own heart. She was commissioned as an Army chaplain in January of 1985. She served her country honorably, just as she serves the kingdom of God honorably. We know that Dr. P.K. is a mother of two amazing children and five grandchildren, and we know that she just continues to seek ye first the kingdom of God. So I am going to get out of the way and present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Dr. P.K., are you there?
I tell you, I am right here, my dear daughter. How are you this morning?
God is good. The floor is yours, woman of God.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Prophetess Minister Kai, we thank God for you and what you do for us here on the Master's Call and for the Kingdom of God with your great self. This morning, I do thank God for our own Minister Tiffany Lauderdale out here in this California town, waking up and singing as if it is already 12 noon. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's holy. Yes, he is holy. And there is no one like him. Thank you so much, my dear. And what can I say about my angel, Minister Sharon, our greeter for today? Thank God for you, and I'm asking you to get ready with the song for me that will help out from Friday night. I'm going to call on you here in a few moments, so just be ready. All righty. I also want to honor my sister and co-anchor for this call. Without her, there would be no call over here, I promise you. And so I just thank God and just bless God for being here, my own doctor, Vanessa Weatherspoon, and all that you give to us here. God bless you. You know how much I love you, and you know to kiss Mother Joseph for me. You all, as we begin this call today, I would like for us to stop and think about two great soldiers who have served us well, the Reverend C.T. Vivian, and the right representative, John Lewis, both there in that Atlanta town, both great civil rights activists who fought for the voting rights that we now see are being attacked so viciously. Both of these great stalwarts died on the same day. And I must say to you that both of them made great sacrifices and both worked until their day was done. C.T. being 94 years old and had was in my grill quite a bit there at ITC, bless his heart. And just absolutely, I love Reverend C.T. Vivian. And, Representative John Lewis nobody can say enough about these two men. And so being that we cannot, I'm going to ask all of us just for a moment to take a time of silence as we remember the sacrifices that they have made and remembering the families that they have left behind. They do have families and loved ones who are this day, you know, thinking about what are they going to do as they go forward without them, who's going to fill that void? And we want God to send someone to help them along the way. But more significantly who will bridge the gap that they have left for us. And we are praying for the African-American community and the world, for two great soldiers have gone on home. A moment of silence, please. Thank you, God, for lives such as these two great men. Thank you, God, that they took the life that you gave them and made a living for so many. Thank you, God, for the examples that they both left behind. And we pray now for their families, their loved ones, and those who love them from afar. We ask a special blessing today that can be released only from your hands. Do it in Jesus' name, we pray. And we give you the honor, the glory. Amen and amen. All bless the name of Jesus this morning. Oh, how I love him. Today's date is 2020. I'm not telling anybody to go out and play the lottery, but there is something about the numbers that intrigued me. And of course, each and every time one come up that I have not talked on or thought about or even looked at, that falls just the way it is falling today, I said, let me just take a look and see what it means in the Word of God. And the Bible speaks of the fact that the word 20 was mentioned 117 times in the Bible, so therefore it carries some significance. Somebody went out there and did that study on that number, and it came out being a number of complete, number of perfection, the number of angels, the number, a number that once you see more than once, you should recognize that indeed God has assigned an angel to you, angels that you need to employ, angels that you need to say something to on a daily basis. Most of us don't recognize that we have assigned angels. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. And so I said, God, that's new. That's relatively new. That's something that we don't talk about much from the pulpits that I have set from, and not much that I have talked about. So forgive me. And so today, as I come to you with this brand new day, brand new Monday, brand new week, brand new for us to write on, I want to say special thanks to each and every one of you. I want to start this week off with a spirit of gratitude, something that I'm going to call each of you to at the end of this message. I also want to say special thanks for the gifts that you have sent me this month, being is my birth month, and God has shown me every single day how great it is for us to just look around and acknowledge that every day he sends us something that we can be thankful for. And every day someone has sent me something to let me know. Even on Sunday, somebody asked, I called the person who sent me the gift on yesterday and said, baby, your gift came today. She said, in the day Sunday. I said, God delivers on Sunday. Hallelujah. Yes, it does. But told me, I said, girl, your gift got here today. Open it up smelling good. Thank you so very much for your gift. I got another gift on yesterday from another preacher. And I said, and he said, on Sunday. And God just wanted me to know God is a God who is absolutely awesome, who shows out all the time. The next thing that I would like to do is acknowledge the fact that this is the eighth day of our fast. Yes, yes, it is a fast for our 10-day fast. And I said, God, we are fasting for clarity. We are fasting for obedience. We are fasting for you to help us in the midst of this pandemic to understand exactly what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Only you, God, knows. And You have let everybody know that nobody knows but you. The scientists that know, our president don't know. Hey, glory be to God. The preachers are at a standstill. They ought to be working on the word of God just the way you give it. But nobody prophetically has come to say, this is the day God has told me that this pandemic will be over. Stand still, Seth. Oh, glory be to God. Let me bring this thing on down. My angel, come on in here. I want you to come and sing a song for me before I give the title of what I'm going to give and give 2 points and be out of here right quick. Like, come on, Minister Sharon Stowers, come and sing for your angel.
Can you hear? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, loud and clear, sweetheart.
I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me. Thank you, Father. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. And that's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, yes, that's why my heart is filled with praise. Because you've been so mighty good to me. That's why. My heart is filled with praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why. I know somebody else is clapping besides me. I'm glad. That's why we are muted out and only my claps can you hear right now. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Bless the name of Jesus. Isaiah 40 and 28 says, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the whole earth. He never becomes faint nor weary. There is no limit to his understanding. He gives strength to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Youth may become faint and weary, and young men may stumble and fall. But those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Bless the name of Jesus. My subject for this morning is get rid of the ants. A-N-T-S could be, yes, the ants. I know immediately you think of the insect and how many of us as children and even as adults have stepped into the bed of ants. Oh, my God. We do everything we can, quick like. Nobody has stepped into a bed of ants and just stayed there and said, oh, well, that's okay. My God, no. And I want you to know that ant this morning will not be the insect ant. It is the ant in your mind. Ant representing automatic negative thoughts, A-N-T. The automatic negative thoughts that come to absolutely eat away at you living a super fantastic lifestyle. The automatic negative thoughts that absolutely limit you in fulfilling the purpose that God has made for you to be here. Negative thoughts create situations that we will find ourselves asking questions like, really? Do you think I can do it? Why me? What? Well, eventually sending us into a place of depression. Depression will then open the door to physical ailments such as high blood pressure, cancer, diabetes, and other illness. Somebody ought to say, oh, help me get rid of the ants this morning, Dr. PK. You've got to help me. I don't want ants in my life. Automatic negative thoughts. Well, how does that happen to us as children? When we first encountered our negative thinking, we did not really know how to deal with it. Nobody came and helped us to understand that there were things that we could do to change the thing that God has blessed us with, called the brain, so that we could think differently. Somebody ought to said, she said, we can think differently. Yes, we don't have to tolerate, I can't, I won't, I don't, and I don't understand. Bless the name of Jesus. One thing that I'm going to do with you this morning is give you at least two courses of action, things that I know that you need to do so that you can move the ants out of your life. Instead of living like you are always trying to get to the next place, trying to live a life of victory, trying to be all thriving to get there, I want you to live a life as if you have already arrived. I want you to, number one, come on and write it down. Live in the nowness, N-O-W-N-E-S-S. Live knowing that right now where you are, God is. And where God is, hallelujah, there is victory. Where God is, there is power. In our scripture today, it asks, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of whole earth. That means this earth that we are living on, everything, all about it. God is God, and he is the one whom we serve, and he's the one whom we love. Good God of mercy, time has run out on me. But I need to tell you just one more thing as we go right quick. Like, I want you today to focus on the quality of life that you live. Recognize that stuff does not bring quality. Being Christ-like, living like Christ, having the mind of Christ, speaking like Christ means that you will have a quality lifestyle. What are you talking about, Dr. PK? Living like Christ, Christ thinking. Christ was a God. Christ displayed love. Christ let us know that without love, nothing we do really matters. So in everything we do from this day forward, we want to do it with love. Love helps us to live a quality life in spite of the amount of stuff, the quantity of stuff that you have in your life. Oh, God, I love you today. Learn value and net worth of yourself as a person. How are we going to do that? Going right back. connecting you to the Creator, the one who created you. Last point, got to give it to you. Got to run right on down this train. I want each and every one of us today forward is to live a life with gratitude. What we going to do? We've got to say it. We got to speak it every single morning. Colossians 4:6 says, let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone. How can you do that? You can do that, first of all, by acknowledging that every day you get up, I want you to take this course of action. I want you to think about three things, and not only think about them, but write down three things that you're grateful for. Do it for 10 days in a row, not using the same three things in those 10 days, and watch and see how you're going to be shifting yourself out of the ant mentality. Yes, get rid of the ants and let God live. And therefore, you will run and not become weary, and you will walk and not faint. Come on, Minister Prophetess Kai, and give us our announcement so we can get ready to get out of here.
Thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton,
for that word this morning. Get rid of the ants. Get rid of the ants. Automatic negative thoughts. We will call you back for our benediction. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for the amazing woman of God who just came forward with the word for us this morning at Odark 30 out in California, Lord. We ask that you continue to touch her and keep her, Father. We ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around her and to continue to meet and exceed all that she has hoped or asked according to the power that worketh in her. Father God, we thank you right now for the Des de Leon family and artist's life. We ask that you continue to keep them and lead and guide them as they process through the next phase with artist's life. Lord, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Mother Josie, Lord. We ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around them. Lord, we ask that you continue to touch those suffering with COVID-19, those who are dealing with bereavement, Father. We know that you and you alone, Father, can comfort them in this time. Lord, we thank you because we know that you are God all by yourself and that you continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. We just want to glorify you and praise your holy name. It is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we say amen, amen, and amen. If you want to hear the playback for this call, that number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Again, today is Inspirational Monday on the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. And we are so thankful that each and every one of you have thought it not robbery to join us here on the Master's Call this morning. And I will now call you back, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, for our benediction.
All righty. God bless you, and thank you for that prayer. And I'm going to ask you to pray now you can come and be with me on Friday night, all night prayer. And each and every one of you are invited, and we'll talk about that, getting numbers and everything, contact information later. God bless each and every one of you today as you rid yourself of the ant mentality, because God wants you to live a super fantastic, abundant lifestyle. Now, may the grace of our sweet Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every one of us as we go out to live the life that you died, Lord Jesus, so that we can live. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. And every heart say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friend. God bless. Bye-bye.